Welcome. I'm sorry for being late. Baruch Hashem. So, Torah Lamed Zayin, Likutei Moharan, still in part Vav. We learned about the Shechina Kedosha, Vezecherev LaHashem Al Adam, the sword of Hashem is full with blood. Minfashot Ha'olot Va Bibchinat Mai Nukvin. From those souls, we explained all of that in Torah in a very spiritual way to teach every one of us how much we can achieve by using power of prayer. That Rabbeinu is explaining to us that the power of prayer is in that aspect of a sword, Cherev Fifiyot Be'adam, a sword with two sharp edges. ועל ידי הזיווג היא מקבלת פרנסה לישראל. And by that certain kind of mating means the spiritual mating of that the person believes in Kud Shavrichu v'shchinte, means that he realized that his situation in life, this is the condition of the Shechina, and he wants to connect himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is Yichud Kud Shavrichu u'shchinte. He wants to connect to Hashem, he wants to make a certain mating, spiritual mating between him and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Shechina already. You're holding in a good place. You're the Shechina. You're the Shechina. You have Baruch Hashem, something good in your hand. Now you need to connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Kudsha Berichu. How you do that? In the simple way of Itbodedut. By confessing and talking to Hashem Yitbarach and sharing and revealing your faith and your will to be connected to Hashem Yitbarach. By that, you connect them, you match between them back again, between the mother, that is the Shechina, that this is the voice, this is the soul, this is the spirit, this is the power of speech that you have, and Kud Shabrichu, that to him we desire, that we want to satisfy him, that we want to please him, that we want to complete ourselves, to be ready for him, to purify ourselves, to be ready to be pure for him, for Kud Shabrichu. And by that you bring Parnasa l'Israel. By doing that you bring Parnasa, all kinds of needs to Am Israel. It can be physical Parnasa, it can be spiritual Parnasa. You can bring money, you have bounty and shefa to Am Israel because of your tefillot, because of your prayer, because of your tshuva. And also spiritual bounty. You can help people to understand things that once it was very hard for them to realize, but now it becomes to be so easy. I saw a short class in the yeshiva, Rabbi Brody. He was talking and suddenly Rav Shalom entered to the shul with Rav Uri Zohar. And Rav Uri Zohar came and he sat and he was speechless. He heard the class shiur from Rav Shalom and he was speechless. Why? He just said, I heard from Rav Shalom Arush on that simple concept of Itbodedut, talking to Hashem, to speak with the Creator, and I was so amazed. It's so simple and so beautiful, and this is it. But for Rav Uri Zohar, it was such a huge thing to hear. And what? For us, it's a simple thing. We're talking about it all day long. Itbodedut, you need to talk to Hashem, talk to Hashem. For you it's simple. For someone else it can be news. It's going to be something that he never heard in his life. Really? You're able? Rav Shalom said that a lot of times he took Talmidei Chachamim with him to the field and told them, now go and talk to Hashem. And they looked at him, what? What do you want me to do? Now, we spoke for an hour on your issues, your problems in your Shalom Bayit, with your children, with your Limud, with your Parnasa. Great. Now, go and talk about it with Hashem. Just to talk like that, they're asking. To talk to Hashem, or Hashem is listening. You forgot all of the Gemarot that you learned. You forgot all of those poems of Tehillim that you say, that Hashem is listening to your prayers, that Hashem accepts your prayers. The answer is yes. There is that iron wall that is separating between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we need to drill. We need to carve the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to break that separation that exists between Father in Heaven to us. What's that separation? It's lack of faith. that people, it's hard for them to believe in that simple faith that Hashem is with you, that Hashem loves you, that Hashem is mercy. For them it's a lot easier to draw Hashem, to paint Hashem, to explain Hashem, that He is angry, that He left us, that He doesn't care about us, that who am I that Hashem is going to listen to my prayers, all kinds of chasings and self-blamings with no reason at all. Because Hashem never said it, Hashem never done that. Hashem was always there for Am Yisrael, always, always, always. Hashem was always there to help and to provide. And even the ones that have questions on Hashem Yitbarach, it's only because they're not looking into this, to the cracks, into the details. You can find Hashem Yitbarach even in the death camps. People that were holding faith, they saw Hashem Yitbarach's supervision, private supervision in the death camps. One person out of a million being saved. One person, just that one. Why? You need to look for Hashem. You don't need to look for bad things. You don't need to look for the Midat Adin, for judgments. You need to look for Hashem. And if you see that Hashem was there, you should know that Hashem was there everywhere. In all of the situations. In the most awful situations, you can, if you're going to put your eyes, if you're going to put your heart, you're going to find Hashem Yitbarach over there. You're going to find the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach over there. There was one righteous man that he lived during the Holocaust. He survived. And after it, his child, in a certain time, I read it once in a book, and his child came to him and asked him, that kid that was never been in the Holocaust, he asked his father that had been in the Holocaust, he asked him, how can it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Holocaust? The kid is asking his father. The father started to cry. So the son, he felt like he hurt his father, maybe he shaked his face, but he didn't know how much his father was strong. He asked his father, I'm sorry, I'm apologizing that I hurt your feeling. He told him, I cannot understand you. How can you blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He is so mercy? Like to blame a doctor that is making a surgery to save the patient, and now you blame him on doing something bad. He need to take off the leg to save the life of the sick person. And if you would not remove that organ, remove that leg, all of the person would die. And now you blame him on cutting a leg in such a vicious act. And he was crying. I told him, you don't see, like I told you a few days ago, you don't see that Yaakov and Esav are fighting now. And I forgot the name again. Akev, the heel. We're the heel. So we're the one that's been damaged. We're the one that gets all of the suffering, all of the judgments. All right, can understand it. But don't you see the fact that Yaakov is winning? You don't see that Yaakov is growing? That Am Yisrael lives now in Eretz Yisrael. This is something that wasn't exist for 2,000 years. And now Am Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael. And Am Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael. We're living good. And we live good. And we have everything that we need. And the land brings fruits. And everyone, people are here are healthy and growing and getting stronger. And you have so many Batei Midrashot. And thousands and thousands of people are doing tshuva and growing and developing. And 30,000 people are flying every year to Uman. And how many Hasidei Chabad are working around the world. And people are coming, and birthrights coming to Eretz Israel, and another one is coming, and another one. What's going on? You don't see the Geula? You don't see the redemption of Am Yisrael in your eyes? You can see it. Rab Elchanan said that once his father drove in Jerusalem, and there was traffic, a lot of traffic jams. And the person that was with him in the car, he told him, oh, now we're stuck again. So the father of Rav Elchanan told him, I'm so happy to be stuck in traffic jams here in Eretz Israel. So he told him, why? Why are you happy? Another weirdo? He told him, no. 20 years ago, you couldn't see so many cars in Eretz Israel. There were not so many people in Eretz Israel. And 50 years ago, there was nothing here. It was all empty. 100 years ago, there were no people here at all. At all. Maybe few crazy people that lived in the mountains and were working hard and breaking their fingers on trying to bring something out from the dry land. And now, Jews everywhere. and everyone are growing, and you have business, you have stores, and you have restaurants, and you have hospitals, everything, and you have all of things that people need. You have kupat cholim, how you say kupat cholim?
Healthcare.
Everything you have. You have social security, you have banks, you have kindergartens, you have schools, you have Talmudet Torah. People alive here, Jews alive in Eretz Israel. This is the redemption of Am Yisrael that comes back to Eretz Israel. So you can see that with your eyes, and to ignore all of that, and to fall to your sadnesses. But I'm broke, but I don't have money, but my wife, she's screaming at me, and my, no, there's traffic, now I'm stuck in the... You don't see what really goes on. The truth is that Hashem is coming back to Am Yisrael. That Hashem is coming back to Eretz Israel. That Am Yisrael are coming back to Eretz Israel. And we say, V'ayad od netuya. How you say that? V'ayad od netuya.
You have stretched arm.
What?
Arm stretched arm.
No, it's not that.
There's more to come.
And there is more to come. A lot more to come. A lot more to come. A lot of other souls that are waking up around the world and waking up, and they're all looking for Hashem, seeking for Hashem, talking, doing it bodiduyot in Canada, in United States, in England, in Colombia, in all of the world, in Germany, in Sweden, in Alaska. We have people in Alaska watching our YouTube.
So,
in Saudi Arabia, we have people.
Brazil.
In Brazil. People around the world waking up, and they decide to start connecting themselves back with Hashem Yitbarach. And Rav Shalom told me that, and it's a promise. He told me one day, all of the supervision in the world, the spiritual supervision of Hashem Yitbarach in the world, gonna be changed in a day, in a moment. Suddenly, it's gonna be all led by miracles. You're going to see miracles all over the world. Suddenly Hashem going to reveal Himself. In what it depends? In the fact that you're going to strengthen yourself to believe, and that He's going to believe, and that He's going to talk to Hashem, and together we're going to force Hashem Yitbarach to lead Am Yisrael beyond nature. Not according to the rules, laws of nature. The word Hateva, the nature, the numeral value of that word is Elohim. It's the same numeral value of the word Elohim. Elohim is the name of God that is revealing judgments, dinim. Because by the rules of nature, you have limits. You can achieve it only if you're going to wait, only if you're going to pay, only in a certain time of the hour. It depends in your health, depends in the... All of those are limits. All of those are judgments. When you live under the nature, so you live in judgments. What we should do? We should know that it's all Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. That Enod Milvado is talking about Yud Kei Vav Kei, that this is the mercy of Hashem. And then there is no nature anymore. Because nature is judgments of Hashem. You have to talk to that person to convince him that he's gonna call, that she's gonna answer, and all. Why I need all of that? Why? Because Hashem is not in the picture. Because the mercy of Hashem is not in the picture. When Hashem is in the picture, you don't need nothing. You just go to the field and you do a long itbodedut, and you're canceling yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, and you're begging to the Creator to reveal His mercy and to show His smiling face, and this is it, and everything been done for you. And foreign people came, and they're going to be the shepherds for your goats, for your sheep. They're going to run your business, and you're going to be happy. You're going to sit in the Beit Midrash, and you know that you can count on Hashem, that He's doing everything for you, that Hashem is helping you. This is faith. This is simple faith. And we, by doing it, by carving that path in the middle of the night, in the middle of the rain, between the decrees and judgments, and in the depths of the exile, while we're carving that way, we're opening the path for thousands of other people to go in our footsteps. This is what we're doing. Rabbeinu once said that if we're going to open ourselves, we're going to see that we have so many wires, that we're wired to so many other souls. Spiritual connection. Why you feel that it's sometimes so heavy to do tshuva, to pray on something? Because when you're changing something here, you influence on all of the world, on big, big parts of the world that's going to change because of your itbodeduyot. When you pray on parnasah, you're not praying on your own parnasah because you're not an individual. You're not an individual. You have that rule that calls arevut. Am Yisrael are committed to each other. We're all together. If you want it, if you don't want it, there is nothing to do.
There is nothing to do. When Am Yisrael came to that place that they were so separated, that you had the Charedim, and you had the Maskilim, and you had the Litvish, and you had the Hasidim, and you had the Seker, the Chilonim, and you had the Germans ones, and the ones from... And when it came to that place that Am Yisrael was so divided, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought, Chas V'Shalom, the Holocaust, to show all of the Jews, you're all the same. No different between you. No different. All run. All need to go. All hungry. All cannot pray. All Jews. All gonna suffer together. Why? Because we divided ourselves so much. So much. We're so divided that you could not bring a righteous man that's gonna have that huge wisdom to come and to fix the tear that been created already. That been torn already. It happened. Now you cannot fix it. The only way to do it was to bring them back home, to surrender them. It has to come with judgments. You cannot give lectures and to convince them. Even now, if you're going to talk, I know myself, I'm praying, I'm begging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can see that people are waking up, but you see that there are thousands of people that are so far and they don't even want to hear you. They don't even care to listen to what that you have to give. So we need to find ways. Baruch Hashem, we have good ideas and we're working on things and praying on things, and everyone else have a lot of other ideas, and we're going to cooperate and do stuff together. But still, you can understand that when it becomes to be vague in the end, where you don't see the borders, when you have so many mixed marriage and over there, it's a dangerous situation. It's a critical situation. And people are falling down every day. Every day, people are falling. It's horrible, and it's happening live. So, of course, we need to do everything, but we need to understand the midah of judgments is also needed. We can understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu once in a while put a line and saying, this is it. Because you have to have it. Because if not, sometimes even a worse damage can happen, Chas V'Shalom, not on us. So this is why we need to believe that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is opening to us that path of waking up, everyone going to judge himself, going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why me? Why I achieved what that I achieved? Is it because I'm so talented? I saw that I'm not so talented. There are people that are more talented than I am. Because I'm so wise, I saw there are genius in the world, people that are so genius that my wisdom, even I'm wise, I have something, but it's nothing compared to real wise people that I saw. There are people that are so sophisticated, genius people that you cannot compare. All right, because of what? What else you have? Because of the money?
Who's God?
I need money for the bus to back home, so if someone can help me. So. Who? Because of what? Because of the family, the legacy. Because of what? Because of nothing. You have people that are a lot better than you. You have people that are a lot richer than you. You have a lot. So why? Only because of the mercy of Hashem. Because Hashem is Rahman. Because Hashem saw that I don't have no chance without Him, and He saw that if He will not gonna take me and drag me to the Beit Midrash and gonna let me meet those important people, generous people, kind people, wise people, sensitive people, and we're never going to do tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, out of His loving kindness, chose me and brought me to the Beit Midrash and brought me to that wonderful path. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu got mercy to save me, what's the reason that you're not going to save my brother? What's the reason that you're not going to save my neighbor? What's the reason that you're not going to save all of the people in the world? If He had such mercy to come down to my place against all odds, against all of the sins and the crimes that I made while I was far, and against all of that, He was totally ignoring from all of that. Like that in the first redemption, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ani velo malach, I am coming down and no other angel. Why? Because angel didn't have the power to go to that contaminated place. It was so low. I explained to you once, like Rav Shalom explained, how Moshe Rabbeinu looked at himself, and I saw it also yesterday in the book of Rav. Which book was it? It was in one of those booklets, and the new, the Margaliot that Rav wrote. He wrote over there that Moshe Rabbeinu, he knew that he was Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew. There is a huge difference between Moshe Rabbeinu to the people. You saw, he's holy and they're doing a lot of nonsense, talking Lashon Hara and fighting and arguing, things that Moshe Rabbeinu never does. So, he saw the big difference between him and them, but he knew, and this is humility. Humility, it's wisdom. He knew that nothing that he owns, that he got, is because of him. He knew that it's all from Hashem. This is Moshe's wisdom. He's humble. He knows that he's a genius. He knows that he is amazing. He knows that he's doing amazing stuff in the world. He knows he's changing nature. He knows. But he knows that he doesn't worth nothing. He knows that it's all from the kindness of Hashem Yitzbarach. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Shalom once explained, how can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu can write on himself that he's the worst person in the world, that he was so humble that he knew that he's the worst one of them all, from all of the people in the world. How can it be? Worse than Bil'am HaRasha even. How can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu feels that after he sees that Hashem Yitbarach is talking to him face to face, mouth to mouth, revealing his mercy to him in a higher way even than Hashem revealed himself to Abraham? Hashem revealed himself to Abraham B'Shem Shaddai in the letters Shin and Dalet and Yud. This is the way that Hashem Yitbarach revealed himself. It's in judgments. It's not in kindness at all. This is the name that his show reflects judgments, not kindness. Only to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem revealed himself in Yasher Eyeh, in Yud Kei Vav Kei. Only in that moment, Borei Olam revealed himself to Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu had the biggest revelation of the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach. So he is the highest tzaddik, righteous man of them all. So how can it be that he knows that Hashem Yitbarach revealed to him in the highest way of them all, and still he holds himself as the worst creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can it be? So Rav Shalom explained once, he said, because that he felt that he is so low, that he is the worst one of them all, and he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming down to help him, so he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, out of his loving kindness, saw that I don't have no other chance except of if Hashem himself is going to take care of me. No prophet can heal me, no rabbi can teach me, even Rabbi Nachman Mbreslev cannot save me. Only Hashem Yitbarach himself. This is why Hashem is talking to me, because I'm the worst. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's humility. So us, we can easily learn that lesson and keep it. Because we all remember who are we. And if we forgot a little bit, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very mercy to remind us every day that we fell and fail with our wives, with our friends, the yeshiva, in the bus, on the way, in the train. Every situation you fail, again and again. The reason that you fail every day is because you don't remember your humility, that you're low. If you're going to leave that, you're going to have that understanding that you're zero, that it's all kindness of Hashem, Hashem will never going to fail you. Hashem doesn't want to fail you. Hashem wants you to succeed, but you cannot succeed. Because when you succeed, you become to be arrogant. And then you leave Hashem. So Hashem doesn't want you to leave Him. Hashem loves you so much, so He made you fail. He made you. He forced you to fail, and to fall, and to collapse, and to do even horrible things that you cannot understand. How can it be? You're still wrong. You still think, how can it be that me, Hashem is doing it. Hashem is doing it to you. Hashem is doing it to you. Hashem is hiding His face from you and you fail. And it's a cause. It's a result. You not exist at all. Just Hashem wants you to be close to Him. And Hashem knows that when you're humble, you can be together. He can be with you. He can spend time with you. Hashem feels relaxed with you. Hashem feels good. No competition. Hashem hates competitions. If you want to be the first one, Hashem says, alright, so be. No problem. Just go. Succeed. Be well. No problem. And Hashem is going to help someone else. And then you're left alone, and you don't know what to do with your life, and you start questioning on Hashem. How can it be that Hashem is not with me, and Hashem is not... Oh. You rejected Him. You kicked Him out. You kicked Him out with your arrogance. No, now I'm going to do this, now I'm going to do that. It's me. I'm going to succeed. I'm going to do a complete tshuva, even in the positive way that you want to serve Hashem. From now on, I'm learning 7 pages of Gemara every day. I'm going to finish the Shas. I'm going to be Talmid Chacham. And then he's calling his wife with a new decision. Listen, I have to be in the Beit Midrash. And he starts barking on his wife in the phone. And so what? You think Hashem can be with you? Only if you have peace in your house, only if you have Shalom Bayit, so Shechina is between you, Hashem is with you. So if you're fighting, if you're angry, Kol HaKoes, Kol Minegeh, Nom Sholtim Bo. When you're angry, all kinds of hell, all demons control on you. Kol HaMitgaeh, Chochmato Mistaleket Mimeno. Everyone that is arrogant, he'll lose all of his wisdom. You lost your wisdom. Your wisdom means your knowledge that Hashem Yitbarach is running the show. That Hashem Yitbarach is above everything, behind everything. Afilu Ba'astara, Shebetoch Astara. In the hidden place, that's hidden from the hidden places. In the darkest place of them all, Hashem Yitbarach is standing over there, waits for you, love you, want to hug you, want to smile to you, want to talk to you, want to share with you, want to lift you, want to heal you, want to support you, want to help you, to give you whatever you need. This is Hashem's job. Hashem's got a job. Hashem is working. Poteach et yadecha u'masbi'a lechol chai ratzon. This is His job in the world. It's not your job. Hashem is supplying, and Hashem is supporting, and Hashem is helping, and Hashem rofei chole am Yisrael. Hashem is healing, and Hashem is redeeming am Yisrael. He's goel Yisrael. It's all in the present. Hashem is doing all of those things now, in the present. He redeems am Yisrael. He saves am Yisrael. He supports am Yisrael. He heals am Yisrael. He revives the dead. He is all in the present now. So what? You just need to connect yourself to Him. You just need to stop resisting, fighting, arguing with Hashem's being. How are you going to do that? When you start thanking Hashem Yitbarach on your condition. When you start accept the way that Hashem Yitbarach is observing on your life. How Hashem runs your life. You have parashot in Parashat Shavua in the Torah Kedoshah that are talking about Matan Torah, Am Yisrael being redeemed from Egypt, went out and received the Torah, entering to Eretz Yisrael. Wonderful, gorgeous scenes. Wonderful. You can make amazing movies on those scenes. Beautiful. But also, you have the scenes of the golden calf. You have Am Yisrael whining on the bitter water. You have them fighting and arguing on Moshe. You have very pathetic situations also over there. So, can you say that one is preferred, that one is better? You can say that that parasha is more important than that one? No, it's all Torah. The halakha is the same on that parasha, the successful one, like on that pathetic one. The one that shows our lackings. When we're going to have that sechel, we're going to realize that also all of our downs were in the same level of our ups, our success. Your failures, your sins, your mistakes, your lies, your scams, your everything, your crimes, your downs, your sadnesses, your depressions, it's all coming from Hashem. You just need to accept it. And not to try to convince Hashem. And not to try to force Hashem to listen to you. This is what that Korach was doing. He was doing long itbodeduyot prayers to convince Hashem Yitbarach that He is the real leader of Am Yisrael. I am the leader. Tell them. Ribono shel Olam. Teach them that they're going to know that Moshe is a liar. That he is a liar. That I'm the one that's supposed... You... Who are you? Why? Because he's not even listening to Hashem Yitbarach, so he can scream and shout for 70 years, for 120 years, and not to hear his mistake. But when you stop and you ask, like Moshe Rabbeinu, please, Ribono Shel Olam, like David HaMelech, Adricheni Ba'amitecha, teach me your truth. We want to serve you, Hashem. Who is the leader of Am Yisrael? You ask Hashem. You don't tell Hashem who's going to be the leader. You beg. When Moshe Rabbeinu said to Moshe, when Hashem Yitbarach said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to lead Am Yisrael, you're going to go now to Egypt and bring them out from Egypt, Moshe Rabbeinu was arguing with Hashem on that. He told him, who am I to do that? They have Aaron, my elder brother. He's over there. He's the leader of Am Yisrael already now, in the exile, in Egypt. Let him save them. He's kosher, he's wise, he's holy, everything. Let him do it. Who am I? Why me? He never felt that he's supposed to, that he's worthy, that he's got that job, that he's got that quality. He knew. Hu yada shifluto. He knew that he's low. Because that he knew that he was so low. And he knew the truth. It wasn't a lie. He was low. You cannot say that Moshe Rabbeinu was chasing after himself and lying that he is low and actually was high. No! Also Moshe Rabbeinu got a physical body. Also Moshe Rabbeinu got the Yetzer Hara. Also Moshe Rabbeinu is ready to sin. About to sin. He can sin. But he's fighting. Wonderful. He's got a soul. He's got the Yetzer Tov also. Moshe Rabbeinu is in a fight. Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to do good. But he's got a body. He's got a contaminated body. The Zohar Kadosh is testifying that, that when Hashem Yitbarach said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal na'alecha ma'al raglecha, take off your shoes from your feet. So the Zohar Kadosh is revealing to us that it's the leprosy, the gufa metzora, the contaminated body. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Bura Olam undressed Moshe Rabbeinu from his contaminated body, means that all of those 60 years that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the desert of Sinai, doing only hitbodeduyot and crying and screaming to Hashem Yitbarach, all of those 60 years, on top of the 20 years, that he was 20 years old when he left Egypt, so he was already 80 years old, and his body is still contaminated. And only then he received the holy body from heaven. Only when he was 80. Moshe Rabbeinu was dragging his contaminated body into Avodat Hashem for 80 years of his life. And only after 80 years, Hashem Yitbarach upgraded his body, gave him cloak from heaven, gave him body from heaven, holy body that doesn't need to eat anymore, that doesn't need to sleep anymore, that doesn't feel no lust and desires anymore. This is it, a holy body, like Adam HaRishon's body before of this sin. Wonderful! His face was glowing because he was illuminated, because he was wearing cloaks of light and not of skin, not of leather. He was illuminating. But it happened to him only after 80 years. So for us it's easy even to achieve the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu and to be humble as Moshe. Because for Moshe it was a struggle. For Moshe it was a fight. Moshe had to carve that way. But when he brought it, now he explains it to us, we can just hand it. We can just take it. No problem. It's here. Moshe Rabbeinu revealed it. After Rav Shalom wrote the book Garden of Peace, Garden of Faith, Garden of Wisdom, Briti Shalom, Garden of Yearnings. After he wrote those books, he had to have his life journey to write though, to bring down that light into those books. But now, you take that book, if you read it seriously and you try to commit yourself and you pray on it every day, half an hour, you're going to have it a lot easier than him, than Rav Shalom. So you in the age of 20, of 30, or 40, after 5 years of tshuva, after 10 years of tshuva, can achieve the level of Rav. Even if it sounds hard for you to believe in it. This is the truth. Every generation receives twice as many. 2 times more. Elisha Navi received twice as many than Eliyahu Navi. Yoshua Binun, he had the merit to bring Am Israel into Eretz Israel, and Moshe didn't. And in every generation, it's like that. The Ari HaKadosh, he was higher than Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This is how it goes in every generation. And Rabbi Natan, he achieved more than Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And the Tzadikim of this generation achieves more than him also. In his power, because they're counting on him, and with his Siyata Dishmaya, help that they receive from him, from heaven, and all. From humility, from a humble place, a place that you know that you're zero, but not to cancel the opportunity, the ability to achieve, and to succeed, and to hand it over. To take that torch of faith, of love, of committing ourselves to Am Yisrael, to Hashem Yitbarach, and to hand it to the next generation. That more people are going to make wonders. That more people are going to believe in Hashem. That the faith is going to spread in all of the wide world. That everyone is going to know Hashem. That call b'nei basar ikru v'shmecha. That all of the nations are going to call Hashem. We have that power. Thank Hashem. Thank you, Rabbi Isai. Chazak u'baruch.